perceptible. Be perceptible as a human being. That's what people need. That's what they crave for right now. As long as performance is right, as long as the quarterly result is in the box, Stefan, the human being, a minor matter. At worst, even a disruptive factor. Does any of this sound familiar to you, Lightwolf? Well then, I extend a particularly warm welcome to you today. Welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast entitled Be Perceptible, Lightwolf. Learning February 2021. Now, why this title? I think this title, to be perceptible, in fact, has always had a certain level of relevance and actuality even long before COVID-19 hit the world. Already before this, in the 20 years before COVID, there were two fundamental trends that I think put the world upside down to an extent and that changed the way how people communicate, how people decide, and how people lead. The first one is decision density, the fact that over two decades, the number of decisions that you as a Lightwolf, that you individually are taking per day has gone up fourfold. So you today are taking four times as many decisions every single day as the same you in the same role 20 years ago. And in parallel, and unfortunately, but not surprisingly, the number of burnouts have more than tripled in the world already until March 2020. And I think what happened in the years since then, all the changes that would have happened otherwise simply got compacted and accelerated even exponentially. It's a shame to read in studies that over the last 12 months, for instance, in some major groups, the number of psychological diseases and depression have gone up from 3% to as high as 18% in just 12 months. That's worrying. Yeah? So I think a lot of things happened during these last 12 months. And I think a lot of things just got compacted and accelerated exponentially. Now, what has stayed the same? In my view, the three fundamentals of leadership have stayed the same. What do people expect from you as a leader? No matter whether you're the youngest leader in the company who joined 4 weeks ago and is leading his first project, or whether you're a middle manager running a big department or an important category, or whether you're a C-level, maybe even the CEO, the woman or the man who's running the whole company, no matter on which level you lead. I think three things have been fundamentally right in leadership all along. And that's, what do others expect from you when you lead? They expect orientation, motivation, and connection. Orientation means people want to know, what's the purpose? Why are we doing this? What's the vision? What's the objective? What's the strategy? What's the plan? What's the priority? What's your expectation of me, of your partner in this project? Orientation. People want motivation. People expect that leaders understand and acknowledge that everyone coming to work in the morning has a certain of basic motivation anyway, because that's why they come to work in the first place. And then that every leader learns to be sensitive to the few things they often unintendedly and sometimes even unconsciously do that frustrates others, that demotivates others, like prolonging decisions or not taking any decisions or not being perceptible when people need you. And the third thing is, yes, really, you can motivate them. You can give them extra energy. So that's all around the second block, which is motivation. And the third one, I admit that this is one of my biggest three mistakes in my career, is that I consistently and for way too long underestimated the need for people to feel connected, to the purpose of the business, to themes around them, to people around them, to their boss, particularly to their boss, because the most important relationship you have is the one with yourself and the one with your boss. People want to feel connected. And I think now COVID-19 has changed one thing quite fundamentally. And that's the way how we connect with people. It enables, but also forces in many places, home office to be the new standard. And I think home office has implications. First, we should be aware that some people just find home office a misery. If you have two little kids at home who can't be schooled in school and you have to homeschool them, and at the same time you're a young leader leading maybe a category across three continents, life is tough. That's not fun to be in home office in such a circumstance. However, in other circumstances, when you can really concentrate on your work rather than on other obligations, when you really can concentrate on work, home office can have many advantages. So it's proven in my view that it can increase productivity. It can save time. Because meetings are often run a tiny bit more effectively, astonishingly. That's my observation along the last 12 months. If prepared well, if moderated well, if facilitated professionally, meetings tend to be slightly more productive. And my experience is, and my business experienced a drastic shift over the last 12 months. Yeah? In the 12 months to February 2020, 90% of our performance with clients on strategy work, on leadership, on change, was performing live in front of the client in the same room, 90%. Now, in the 12 months to February 2021, not only has our business continued to grow, now 90% of our performance is virtual via Zoom, via Teams. So the business grows, but the business has switched from 90-10 to 10-90 in terms of live versus virtual. And it works. I have evidence, I have data on the same program run in three different groups and the same client that the virtual delivery was even a tiny bit better than the other two that scored really well when done face to face. Now, this way of connecting virtually, however, has consequences. I just come off the phone call with my first ever boss. A gentleman who just led me so well. I could not have asked for a better boss than Bertolt when I joined my first employer. And again, I hear from him that his daughter, who graduated last year and joined the corporate world in July 2020, ever since then has had a weekly jour fix with her boss. But for a reason I still don't comprehend, in the vast majority of all of those cases, her boss keeps the screen shut. So she almost never sees her boss. She just hears him. How on earth can anyone be so insensitive to relationships? And then to a particularly important relationship to your direct report in a particularly sensitive moment in the year that they onboard not only into their role, but into your company and in fact into professional life. I can't understand it. So that is one example where a big opportunity, I think, is missed. And it leads to the topic of today's podcast, which is be perceptible. Be perceptible as a human being. That's what people need. That's what they crave for right now. And therefore, two simple things that I'd like to share with you today to think about, and if you find it useful, to also act upon. Two things that help your people in these different times. Number one, be aware. People want to perceive you. They want to perceive you as a human, not just as an email. Let's remember, you and me, we lead people, not machines. And if you want to lead, you have to like people. People need a sense of connection. And be aware that whatever you send returns to you. People mirror human behavior. So if you want to send care, then signal care and don't signal disinterest by keeping screens shut. Unless there is a really good reason to do so, then at least explain it. So be aware what you send returns. And when you want to give your people the feeling of connecting and help them remove the feeling of feeling isolated, then connect as a human. And if you have sometimes heard, particularly if you have recently heard any of the following statements, listen, this is what I've heard. Stefan, good leaders are already born with charisma. Or, Stefan, the absence of criticism is praise enough. Half jokingly, half serious. Or, don't think so much. Just do what I tell you. Full stop. From a young leader this morning on the phone. Or, I understand your situation. But you know, it's your problem. And your job is to solve the problem. Just go deliver your numbers. That's a statement that a man made to a man new in a role who has jumped in a responsibility for a triple-digit revenue in a global role. He tripled his responsibility. He is young in the role. And that's the text that he hears from his boss. I couldn't believe it. Or, it will only be really good if I do it myself. Unquote. If you have heard any of these sentences, which in my personal perception are not really consistently good leadership, to say the least, then think, which of these sentences have you heard? Do they sound familiar? Which of these sentences triggered the most strongly felt reaction in you? If you want to learn simple tricks about the craft, because I'd like to destroy this myth around leadership, this myth that only charismatically born great people can be leaders. Bullshit. Leadership is much more a craft than a myth. It's work rather than just theoretical art. And if you want to get the few things you really need to master, the few tools you need to lead yourself, to lead your people, to lead your boss, to lead leaders, to lead teams, and to lead strategically, then please be aware and feel invited to look at my website and to look at the new Lightwolf Academy. The Lightwolf Academy is maybe one of the best leadership e-learning programs out there right now. It's not all the things you might find interesting. It's the few things you need to master, and the tools with it, and the guidance with it, and the tasks with it, and the learning control with it. And if you want a certificate of successful completion, then even that certificate is in the Lightwolf Academy. Feel free to visit my website. It's the first thing on the website that you see, the Lightwolf Academy. It's out there in Germany, in German. The German version is liked a lot by the people who booked it and run it already. On April 1, we will launch the English version. On April 8, we will spend 45 minutes in a free English-speaking webinar that's entitled How to Lead with Impact, Speed, and Care. And we might touch upon this Lightwolf Academy, but we'll talk about leadership. I'd like to answer your questions as well. So if you feel an interest to spend 45 minutes with me live on topics of leadership, April 8, 11 a.m. Central European time is your and my time. Register and we'll be together. Or do you just want to have a chat with me? Do you want to have a conversation around strategy, around leadership, around change, around any topic that is relevant to you, to your team, to your company, to yourself, that is related to strategy, change, or leadership, where you feel you could really make a step forward? Then drop me an email to stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com or go into the podcast description text in here. There is a link to my Calendly calendar. Book a time and we are on the phone and we might be able to start within just 30 minutes to solve your biggest business and organizational challenge on the phone. It would be my pleasure to be in touch with you. So, tip number one for how to be perceptible is be aware. people want to perceive you. And tip number two, simply act to be personally perceptible. In those last few weeks, I came across many examples of great leadership, in my view, to help people connect with their leaders. And let me share them. The first one is from a wonderful woman, one of the best CEOs I have ever come across. She is joining a big bank, taking over the lead for the whole business. She is smart, she's passionate, she cares for business, she cares for success, and she cares for people. And guess what? The first thing she did, even before joining on her first day, she wrote a handwritten individual letter to all of her 600 people individually. Yes, she spent a few days on her desk writing these letters. But imagine what this personal note, handwritten, did to the people who didn't expect anything like it and get such a wonderful signal and gesture from their new chief executive officer. Second example, another chief executive running a 200 people organization who joined last year. He decided that within the first 3 weeks, he saw every single one of his 200 employees live, one-on-one, face-to-face, for a one-to-one conversation for 15 minutes. And he said, yes, I invested a lot of time. But again, this was the best thing I've done in the entire onboarding, to signal to people, I'm interested in listening to you. I'm interested in each and every one of you. And I'm interested in each and every one of you in the same amount. You all get the same time from me. This really laid an excellent basis for Christian to start his business, to start his business relationship in a new company that he is running. And the last example I just heard last Monday night in a leadership group and a chat with about 10 chief executives here in Central Europe, where one man said, you know, one of the things I just started as a habit is to just call people unexpectedly. I call them and I ask, look, am I bothering you right now or do you have 2 minutes? And of course, most of them, if not all of them, are happy to be called by the CEO. They are happy to be called and they immediately take a few minutes. And the simple question, how are you doing? But articulated in a genuine way, in a way that signals I'm interested in hearing the answer, rather than just glossing over a small talk. This simple thing of calling people unexpectedly and expressing care is the third simple thing that each one of us here on the call, and last month we were 10,000 people here in the LightWolf community, each and every one of us can do this. And if you have other ideas how you are perceptible to others or how you have seen others around you to be perceptible, please, please drop me an email. Let me know your tips. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Share it with the community because there are more and more people also connecting with us on LinkedIn. Let's make your learnings travel because I want this also to be a community. We've had months with 25,000 people here on the call in this podcast. I'd like you to learn from each other. I'd like me to learn from you. And if there is anything you can learn from my thoughts I'm sharing, I'd be delighted. Yeah? So that's the second tip for this month. Simply act to be personally perceptible. So, in a nutshell, overall, two tips this month. One, be aware. Your people want to perceive you. And two, simply act to be personally perceptible. So that brings us to the end. And I hope that this LightWolf podcast today has contained one or the other little thought that makes you think, that makes you reflect, that makes you maybe even test something for the first time and work even slightly stronger. Because my intent is to help you help yourself to become the best version of yourself, to help people around you to become the best leaders they can possibly be. And if you like the way how I share my thoughts, then please feel invited to subscribe to this LightWolf podcast. And I'd be super happy if you dropped some written feedback in iTunes, in the feedback notes, if you even dropped a star rating on iTunes. That helps more people see this. And if you drop a written feedback, that helps me even better understand. If you want to join the Lightwolf Academy, there are more and more people joining. Go on my website, look at Lightwolf Academy. Feel free to book it. You can book it right there. And if you want to join the English version of our leadership conversation, all around leading with impact, speed, and care, the German webinar is on April 8th. The English webinar is on April 8th, and the German webinar is on April 13th. So I hope you've enjoyed it. I thank you very much for your time and attention, and I already look forward to the next time you're my guest here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you, your Lightwolf Stefan.